As we get ready to hear today's message from God, I'd ask that you would first join me in a word of prayer together. Let's pray. A good and gracious God, I'd ask that you would center our hearts and our minds. I'd ask that you silence the distractions of the noise of this world and all those to-do list things that we have on our own minds, so that we would be present for you. And so I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, that they would be pleasing to you. Amen. Our sermon text today comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 5, verses 1 to 11. Let's listen with faithful ears to what the gospel message brings us this day. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. Over the past several years, the Boy Scouts have had some harsh criticism, mostly the result of their convictions. Some may not agree, but I think one fact rings true today. Scouting challenges boys, young men, to explore a wide range of activities and challenges, to make surprising discoveries about themselves and the world around them. But they must be willing to step outside of their comfort zones, to venture into deep water. In 1911, the Eagle Scout Award was instituted, and in 1912, the first award went to Arthur Rose Elred from Long Island, New York. Since then, only 6% of all scouts, on average, achieved the rank of Eagle Scout. 2/3 of all astronauts are Eagle Scouts, and 10 of the 11 men who walked on the face of the moon were Eagle Scouts. How many Eagle Scouts do you know? By now, many of you have heard me talk of a special group of friends Terry and I have. We call it the Purdue Crew. Classmates, lifelong friends since 1981. In our little group that has been getting together every year for the past 30 years, there are 8 families, 16 children, and I've stopped counting the number of grandchildren. How many Eagle Scouts do you think are in the 16 children? 1, 2, 5. 5. Ian, Ryan, Colin, Dominic, and Tim. 5 young men who have been shaped in part by scouting. And one of the highlights for a scout that's on the path to Eagle is a trip to Philmont Scout Ranch in northern New Mexico, specifically the trek up Mount Baldy. Now, many times the dads go with their sons, and Greg, Colin's dad, couldn't stop talking about it last year. Philmont and Mount Baldy require preparation, courage. See, there's boots and backpacks and tents and clothes and food. It's a week-long journey into an unknown wilderness. Ascending to over 12,000 feet is not easy with 50 to 70 pounds on your back in a wide variety of weather. Tim, 17 at the time, was chosen leader of his squad. Armed with only a map, a compass, GPS, and a list of coordinates, each day he would know the location of the next stop on the journey, but not how to get there. Tim had to rely on the few years of scouting experience to make the journey and his fellow scout members. Wrong turns could challenge anyone, so planning was key. The summit was a dream for Colin and Tim and their dads. But the only way to reach the summit is to begin. Venturing into deeper water as they